KPCW News Time now, 8:49. Good morning. Well, more than 600 communities nationwide are walking for Alzheimer's this year to help raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. In the studio to tell us about the walk taking place in Park City on Saturday, I have organizers Joe Cronley and Ray Fear. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
So, Joe, do you want to give us the details of when, where, how far we have to walk?
Yeah, Saturday morning at the Basin Rec building. We'll be right outside there, and the registration starts at 9 a.m., and then the walk starts at 10 a.m., and we'll probably be done by 11 a.m., just in time for you to have the rest of the day to yourself or go to the Hike for Hunger that you just had on the radio.
All right, so it's not too late to register. You can do it day of.
You can, yes.
All right.
Most definitely.
It used to be where you would just kind of make collections, you know, prior to the walk. Is that how you're still doing it, or now you're just charging a registration fee?
No, there is no registration fee. You can walk for free. We have already raised over $76,000 for this walk.
Actually, as of yesterday, $85,000.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, and how was that done? Just by people getting sponsors or something? Is that how it works?
Well, we've been people have been creating team captains have been creating teams for the last 4 months, maybe 5 months, and then when people join the team, they, you know, tell their friends and then ask for donations, and so that's the way it's been going. So,
was there a goal? Were you hoping to hit that 100,000 mark?
We'd love to hit 100,000, but the actual goal is $96,000, and the Park City Wasatch Back Walk has been the best one and most rewarding economically of all the walks, including Salt Lake City.
All right. So where does the money go? To the national organization, or does it stay here in Utah?
It stays here in Utah. It's used for lobbying. We provide support groups for caregivers. We have a crisis line that actually stays here in Utah. There is, of course, a national campaign as well, but we, in our walk, keep the money here.
Yeah, I remember hearing about some of those caregiver meetings a while ago, but I haven't seen any since. Are we still doing those on a regular basis?
We are. They occur on the third Wednesday of every month between 2 and 3 p.m. at the Shepherd of the Mountain Lutheran Church.
Oh, okay. And anybody is welcomed if they're considered a caregiver?
Absolutely.
Really, just a support group. Is that what it is?
That's precisely what it is. And they find that caregivers are very, very stressed and have a great deal of anxiety associated with this disease and caring for the Alzheimer victim.
Yeah. What do we know about the stats here in Summit County or along the Wasatch Back? I mean, in terms of numbers of those diagnosed, do we have anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. What about the caregiver meetings? I mean, how many people show up at those?
And I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah.
I do have some interesting facts nationwide that I've become aware of in recent months. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States right now. And it accounts for more deaths than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined, which was alarming to me. Those used to be death sentences, but now with the research that's gone into those cancers, people can live a long time and after overcoming those. And we hope to do the same thing with Alzheimer's this year and over the coming years.
The other thing that is very important to be aware of is that 10% of us at age 65 have Alzheimer's, and by the time we reach the age of 85, 35% of us have it. And the other thing that I find compelling is that there are three caregivers on an average for each Alzheimer victim, and right now it's affecting, when you can combine both populations, it's about 20 million people here in the United States, growing to 60 million over the next generation or so.
So is it, I mean, if we just put a word to it or a disease to it, I mean, you know, we used to call it senility. So, I mean, is there a difference?
Dementia is an overarching term, and it includes Alzheimer's and many of those things that you're just speaking of. There are 10 or 12 types of dementia that are identified. But Alzheimer's is about 80% of those.
Yeah. And I guess it's just like, do we really know anything about the disease other than the devastating effects? I mean, just this morning I was listening to a news story about how we're at risk at Alzheimer's by living in cold climates or if you've ever smoked. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just like one more thing. I mean, years ago it was, oh, if you eat gluten. You know, I mean, it's just, it, do we know anything?
Well,
it's just luck
we
of the
know,
draw.
We know some things. There are a lot of people that know a lot more about it than Ray and I. But we're learning things on what we can do to prevent it. One of the things is that sleep is really important. To give your brain that rest that it needs. And then the other thing is being active. We hear that before, you know, being active throughout your life, getting out and hiking, exercising, but also having some really tight networks of social, you know, social networks and being tight-knit there where you have some connection with other humans. That social aspect is really important. And those are the types of things we're learning about preventing and what we can do to, you know, stave off the disease.
And it's also, that essentially is brain health, and that's what we seek to enable.
All right. Now, were you guys involved in this? I mean, just because of people that you've known?
Well, Ray has a personal story. I'll just tell mine while he thinks of what he's going to say here, but I got involved through Edward Jones, my employer. We're the national presenting sponsor, and Edward Jones is going to be donating $2.5 million. We have for the last 2 years, and we'll do that again this year. We're hoping to raise with other Edward Jones financial advisors with communities across the country another $1.5 million in the walk. So our goal is $4 million nationwide. So that's how I got involved. Ray, go ahead.
Well, on top of that, Joe has, being a part of Edward Jones, there are three agents here in the Park City area, and all three of them have raised teams at this juncture. But my wife, Mary, of 52 years, is now in a long-term care facility, never to emerge. And she is in the advanced stage of dementia. Took 8 years for this to occur. You start with mild cognitive impairment and then gradually increase to mild dementia, and then from there to moderate and now advanced. And she's not a vegetable. I don't want to say that, but she has no real emotional content to her life right now.
Does she still know you?
Just barely.
Yeah.
And she's particularly happy about our dog when we bring her in.
Interesting.
and by the way, we want dogs to attend our walk.
Oh, yes.
On leash.
Okay. All right. So you're kicking things off again at Basin Rec at the Fieldhouse there at 9 a.m., getting out on the trail at 10, and then be back at 11.
Yes.
People can get more information how?
At this point, they can go to alz.org and then just put Wasatch back in. But they can also just show up Saturday morning. We are electronically savvy, so we can get you registered in a matter of about a minute.
Yes. And Laura Wall is the person who has been the most effective in helping us get this walk underway. She is with the development director of the Utah Alzheimer's Association, and her telephone number is area code 801-641-7148, and she will help you register for the walk.
Okay. Ray, Joe, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
KPCW News Time now, 8:58.